and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
God is for me. And so Satan, the enemy of a glorious destiny, he wants to take you off your call, your purpose, your destiny. That's his number one thing. He wants to get you out. When you were unsaved, didn't care what you did. But once you got saved, he didn't like that. He didn't like that, amen? So you see Ephesians 6. Go there with me. Ephesians 6, we're looking at verse 12. Now watch this. We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. So your battle is not against flesh and blood. Your battle is against a spiritual thing. You look at the world today and you look at what people are believing today and saying. You know, the Bible says, woe to you in the book of Isaiah. It says, woe to them that call evil good and good evil. And they call sweet bitter and bitter sweet. It says, woe to you guys. You see it all around you. All around us, right? That's not natural. Some of the stuff you see happening, it can't be natural. A guy goes into a Walmart and shoots up the place. That's not normal. That's not natural. That's not even insanity in the guy's mind. And insanity comes from the devil anyway. And it's all part of the curse. It's not natural. It's got to be some other forces in operation here. It's got to be. And we know that there is that force. And we know that the enemy is out there. But you also need to know that God is for you. And greater is he that's in you than that enemy out there. Amen. Amen. He says 1,000 will fall at your left hand side. And 10,000 at your right hand side. In Psalm 91. He says, but it will not come near you. Yes. You've got to get that belief system going. God is for me. He's protecting me and my loved ones. You understand? And we all need to stand on our own two feet. And we all need to confess out of our own mouths. And we all have to speak it. I can't believe for you. As much as I wish I could, I cannot. I believe for me and my family. You've got to believe for you and your family. And you've got to act appropriately. Can you say amen or me? Look at God's word, how it says it. He says, yeah, this is not a wrestling match against a human opponent. We want to fight people. We're so quick. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Like I said, please don't. You need it all. This is not a wrestling match against a human opponent. We are wrestling with rulers, authorities, the powers who govern this world of darkness, and spiritual forces that control evil in the heavenly world. It's the enemy bringing this stuff. It's the spiritual forces bringing this stuff. It's the enemy that brought the curse into the earth. The original first sin. And once they had sinned, the wages of sin, the Bible said, is death. And that's a principle like gravity is a principle. And God made that principle. He said, the wages of sin is death. And soon as they sinned, death came. And the curse came. There was no sickness before the sin. There was no poverty before sin. Our enemy can be a number of things, ranging from lies to a snake bite. Amen. You want to know who your enemy is? I made a couple of notes here. An enemy is anything from the enemy's camp. But you've got to also know the scripture that says the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. Amen. Prevail means will not win, will not continue, will not get the victory, right? Prevail. That's what he says. But he also says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It means they are forged. There are weapons. There's sickness. There's poverty. There's fear. There's drugs. There's all kinds of chaos out there. He says it's coming against you, but it will not succeed when you know God is for you. And you act according to the faith that God's given you and the greater one in you. You can stand against the onslaught like that. Amen. Amen. And so anything from the enemy's camp, he said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. We are the church, not the building. We, the people, the born again children of God, are the church of God. And he says, nothing that's beyond those gates of hell, no sickness, no curse, no nothing will come against you and be successful. Can you say amen? And so anything that is a part of the curse is from the enemy's camp. And you know what? Many of us have found ourselves in a place like David found himself, where the odds were stacked up against you, and that's it. That's it. Amen? Life is closing in. The enemy seems to have you conquered. All around you is just crumbling, and there appears no way out. Have you ever been there? Now, maybe you were there, and maybe you lost that particular battle because you didn't know what you're going to learn tonight and what you've been learning. But the good news is you don't have to be there anymore. Because I don't know if you've noticed, it's not one battle, there's continual battles. And like I said, life is a collection of seasons. It's a collection of seasons. You go through season after season after season. And you'll have a good season, you'll have a bad season. You'll have a night season, you'll have winter season. You'll have a dark season, you'll have a light season. But what do you do in the middle of that season determines how you're going to walk out the other side. Remember, yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death. I go through the valley of the shadow of death. It's a shadow.
Amen.
And you go through it. I didn't know these things. I used to camp in it. I would camp in that thing. And I'd get sick year in and year out all the time. Because I didn't know I can go through. No one told me. They told me, step out of line, God's going to get you. And I thought this was God getting me. And so there appears to be no out. Any of you ever been there? There's no way out. It's like, this is it. We're done. The money, the car, the wife, the husband, the children, whatever it is. I'm done. There's no way out. You see, she's waving her arms. It might be your mortgage or an addiction or a court case. In the most impossible situation, God can change it. God can change it. They can have said, you got fifth stage cancer, that you've got 3 weeks to live. But if you've got a voice, and you've got a belief that God is for you, and you got to know that by the stripes on his back, I am healed. You can get out of this. There is no incurable disease for a child of God. Oh my God. So maybe it's a sickness. Maybe it's a bad report. Maybe your marriage seems over. I mean, these are high attacks, the devil. Depression's got a hold of you. That's not a good one. Depression. The rate of suicide is so high through depression. In the land of the free and the brave. Hello. The highest suicide rate on the planet in the land of the free and the brave. Are you kidding me? There are more people on antidepressants in this country than there are not.
Medicated.
Yeah,
it's true.
Hypochondriacs. They don't need the medication, but they believe they do.
Come on.
I better not go there too far because the pharmaceutical. Anyway, so it might be you're being lied about. You're being stolen from. You've been slandered. You've been rejected by someone or other. You are abused. You've been abused. You're still being abused. You're losing your job. You've lost your job. You're facing jail time. You're all alone. You're broke. You're deserted. You're hurt. You're injured. You're handicapped. All these things, you can feel that this is it. This is the end of the road for my life. What have I got to look forward to? There's nowhere to go, nowhere out. You've got a low self-esteem. Your children are addicted. Your children are in jail. We know people that have got that.
Yes.
It's a hopeless situation in people's minds. They disappeared. Your grandchildren have disappeared. No one's talking to you anymore. All good things seem to have disappeared before your very eyes. And the world turns dark. I'm telling you, in the darkest point of your life, you can get this one thing I know, that God is for me. David was hiding in caves with the armies of Saul and Israel chasing him. And he was captured by the Philistines. He said, this I know. God is for me. And listen, it's at times like that we're tempted to cry out, God, why are you against me? Why are you doing this to me? And I know you've done it. I know each and every one of you have probably done it. Come on, I'm not the only one.
Come on, Pastor, that's right.
I've done it.
That's right.
I did it. Right? I did it. My sister, she lost her son. He was 18. Had an accident. He was fine. He went to the hospital. They gave him a tablet. They forgot to keep a watch over him. They kept him overnight. He was on the first floor. He came out of the room, didn't know where he was, went over the balcony, and got killed. Yeah. He was fine. She took him there for observation. She stood outside in the garden, I'll never forget, screaming at God. Why did you do this? I mean, she went nuts. For a year, she was, woo. Amen. Today, she loves God more than anything.
Amen.
You understand? We all blame God at times.
True.
Well, that's good sometimes because it means you believe there's a God. A lot of people don't even believe it. Oh, God. Okay. And so why is God against me? I mean, most people have screamed that and cried that out. Not David. He assured himself with the truth. And he said, I love what he said. He said, this I know. God is for me. In the midst of it. Here's what he didn't say. Here's what David didn't say. He didn't say, this I feel that God is for me. Or he didn't say, this I think that God is for me. Or this I hope that God is for me. He didn't even say this I pray. Amen. That God is for me. He said this I know.
Amen.
This I know. This attack is not from God. You better stop believing that God put sickness on you. You better stop believing that God took your child. God doesn't take people. He receives people.
Amen.
He said I have come to give you life. And life more abundantly. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't mix up who's doing what. The enemy is the devil, and he brings all the bad. God is God, and he brings all the good. It's that simple. It's just that simple. And so, but when you're in that real mess and you messed up, God understands that too. God, why are you doing this? He understands it, and he loves you. And he's trying to show you, no, I love you. I love you. It's not me doing it. It's El Diablo. Remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Stop fighting people.
Amen.
Amen. And so David says, this I know. Oh, it's powerful. That is, we all need to get a this I know in our heart. This I know. God is for me in the midst of the attack. I'll raise a hallelujah,
yeah,
in the midst of the enemy.
That's right.
Yeah?
That's right.
That's what the song is. I'll raise a hallelujah in the midst of the enemy, in the midst of the attack. I'll raise a hallelujah. Why? Because this one thing I know, God is for me. And listen, if he's for me, he's way greater than anyone else. And who, if God is for me, who can successfully be against me?
Come on now.
We are the ones responsible for us.
Yes.
My God. And there are many times you don't feel like God is for us. I'm sure there's times because it happens to all of us. But we're not supposed to live by feelings. Nothing more than feelings. And I feel God doesn't love me. The next part of that song is teardrops rolling down on my face. Yeah. You go by feelings, you're going to cry. We're not supposed to live by feelings. We're supposed to live by
faith. Amen.
There you go. Stop living by emotions and feelings. Start living by faith and what God said.
Come on,
it's just that simple. Now, it's easy to speak it and say it, but to do it is another thing. I've got to hear, I've got to believe, then I've got to act appropriately and accordingly. I've got to speak out of my mouth. Stop saying I'm sick. Rather start saying by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. Stop saying I'm broke. Rather start saying he supplies my every need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Stop saying I'm scared and I fear this and I fear that. Rather say I've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of might and of a sound mind and love. Amen. Amen. So we're not supposed to live by feelings. We're supposed to live by faith.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St.